This is Jordan Seculo in a troubling move. Europe is poised to put warning labels, actually force warning labels, on Jewish-made products sold within Europe.
Live from Washington, D.C., J. Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
I want to make sure you heard that right on this Monday morning, that Europe is poised to put warning labels on Jewish-made products. This is would be a legal decision out of the European Court of Justice, the ECJ, a decision kind of reminiscent of Holocaust-era boycotts of Jews. The Advocate General of the European Court of Justice has recently issued a non-binding opinion arguing that EU law requires Israeli-made products to be labeled as coming from, quote, settlements and, quote, Israeli colonies. This decision will then go before a 15-judge panel of the European Court of Justice. If they find that the Advocate General is correct, it will be mandatory inside the EU for these goods to have these warning labels placed on them. These Jewish-made products would have these mandated warning labels placed on them within the European Union. And again, this is all part of the BDS movement, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement that the ACLJ is fighting here in the United States, the European Center for Law and Justice fighting in Europe. We have our ACLJ Jerusalem office in Israel fighting internationally as well, all working together. We just had members of our team in Washington, D.C. at a conference on this at the Department of Justice hosted by Attorney General Barr. I know Harry Hutchinson will be joining us. He just presented on this at a conference in Texas. So this is something we take very seriously, this effort to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. Remember, there's members of Congress like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib who support the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, along with AOC and others. And so this is a move that we've got to combat. The ACLJ will be taking action. We've got the European arm as well. And I want to remind you, we're able to do all of this work because of your support for the American Center for Law and Justice. August is a very important month for the ACLJ. It's a matching challenge month as well, like July, where we're able to, again, kind of put together the resources, the financial resources that we will have going into the rest of the year as we prepare for all of the battles that begin as school returns, as kind of things get back to normal and the summer comes to a close. So we really need your support right now. Go to ACLJ.org, support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. And right now, if you make a donation, the impact of your donation is doubled. You double the impact of your donation at ACLJ.org. So this is a time, if you can, to financially support the work of the ACLJ. When you have Europe poised to force warning labels on Jewish-made products, folks, and I know if you care about the state of Israel, this is directly coming from products that are made in Israel. We're taking your phone calls as well, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Combating this boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, the newest way terrorist groups have decided to delegitimize the state of Israel. And we've been combating it on multiple fronts. We've had a lot of success here in the United States. It's a little bit different in Europe as well. You've got to fight these battles out, a little bit different playing field there. So 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let me encourage you as well. I've got a new book coming out. It's called The Next Red Wave, How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression, Rhino Betrayal, and Deep State Subversion. It's by a major publisher. If you go to thenextredwave.com right now, that'll take you to the Amazon page. I'm really asking these next couple days, it would be great for the book if we could get 1,000 pre-orders in now. The book releases in September 24th, but we want to make sure there's enough printed copies available to really make a huge impact with this book. So you can pre-order right now on Amazon. Or just go to thenextredwave.com. It'll take you right to the book's page. Hit that pre-order button. I'd really appreciate it, and I'll let you know how many pre-orders we have after these first couple days. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Jay Sekulow Live, and an issue that we work on very, very concertedly here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We have a team of experts in the legal and policy world working really internationally with our offices, not just here in the U.S., but with our offices in Europe, in France, and our office in Jerusalem as well. We're able to have all these offices and experts because of your support for the American Center for Law and Justice. We have a matching challenge right now. Whatever you donate to the ACLJ effectively doubled. So when we talk about this work that we do to combat boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement to delegitimize the state of Israel, and there's breaking news in that front today, we're able to do that only because of your financial support to the American Center for Law and Justice. So donate today. Your donation will be doubled. It is a critical time for the ACLJ to put together those funds so that we know what kind of resources we have available in the coming months. As really the year begins once again in full speed leading up to the new year as well. So go to aclj.org, double the impact of your donation. Here's the news. Europe is poised to put literally warning labels on Jewish-made products. This legal decision, as the Free Beacon calls it, is reminiscent very much so of the Holocaust era boycott of Jews in Nazi Germany and Nazi-controlled territories as well. Here's what happened. France decided they wanted to move forward and force these kind of labels. That was challenged by some of these manufacturers of goods as being wrong and violating European law. Not constitutional law there, you're talking about European law. So the Advocate General of the European Court of Justice weighs in first. And they recently issued a non-binding opinion that will go to the full ECJ, the full European Court of Justice, arguing that the EU law actually requires Israeli-made products to be labeled as coming from, quote, settlements and, quote, Israeli colonies. So warning labels. By the way, it's only if they're made by Jews. If they were made by Arabs in those areas, no warning labels would be put on them at all. So it's only Jewish-made products from these areas. This would be a huge victory for the very dangerous terrorist-funded boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Now, what happens next? Well, the Advocate General at the European Court of Justice puts this opinion before the whole court. And I want to go right to Harry Hutchinson. Then, Harry, you go and you have a 15-judge panel at the European Court of Justice. If they decide to move forward that and agree that this Advocate General's position is correct, it would be mandated within the EU. So, hey, England, you know, UK, get Brexit done as quickly as possible, please. It would be mandated within the EU to put these warning labels on these products.
Your analysis is precisely correct. And this is a very dangerous and outrageous move. It's important to note that while Israel continues to deal with and foil attacks from Palestinian territories, including an attempted attack yesterday, Europe is poised to put warning labels on Jewish-made products. This decision evokes Holocaust-era boycotts of the Jews and BDS itself. Essentially, the European Court of Justice is considering issuing a binding rule targeting Israeli-made products coming from so-called contested areas, but the European move is consistent with Palestinian efforts, worldwide efforts, really, to label Israel as an apartheid state. This is all part of an intensive, intentional, and deliberate program to delegitimize the state of Israel. And this campaign was essentially launched starting in 1948 when the Arabs objected to the creation of the modern state of Israel, was reinforced during the Arab-Israeli War of 1967 and 1973. Essentially, even though Israel has engaged in defensive efforts, it continues to be labeled the aggressor. It continues to be labeled a discriminatory entity. This is outrageous misconduct by the Europeans. It follows the land recently plowed by the United Nations. The United Nations, keep in mind, has issued about 95% of its condemnatory resolutions against the nation state of Israel, a country of 7 million people. Meantime, the UN continues to allow states like Iran and Syria to continue their oppression of their own people without any denunciation by the cognitive elites in New York City and Europe.
If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. A lot of comments coming through Facebook and Periscope as well. We'll take those in a moment. Let's go right to a phone call, though. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. Ray, calling from California online, too. Ray, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you. It's really interesting to hear this discussion. I don't know a lot about what goes on, in Europe and in the world. I'm in California. I'm on the left coast, right? We're supposed to be liberal, but I believe in justice. And what I'm trying to wrap my head around is, are they labeling all products from Israel, or are they wanting to label products from the settlements? And secondary to that, is it really helpful to ratchet up, this is reminiscent of the Holocaust and people are picking on Israel, yeah. Can we step back and discuss this in a logical manner?
Time for that unfortunately passed, because these groups are, Ray, and I get your concerns. It'd be nice to talk to someone like you, to be able to have these discussions. Unfortunately, that's not what it's like when you're working with or against the other side of this. They are funded. It's been well documented by Hamas members and former terrorist leaders. So this movement, which sprouted up in 2005, the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions movement, is a movement to delegitimize the entire state of Israel. So they want incremental gains. So the first step would be getting the warning labels on the products coming out of what they deem. And by the way, definitionally there, I mean, it's pretty widespread about what you may deem as a settlement or a colony of Israel's, because, I mean, even Jerusalem itself, the capital of Israel that the U.S. recognizes is the capital of Israel, where our embassy is now, There are those areas there that could be considered disputed as well. So, I mean, West, to me, this is looking at incremental victories for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, their ultimate goal being to get warning labels on all Israeli-made products.
Yeah, it's a classic glaring example of selective indignation. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. They guarantee in the state of Israel, you know, the freedom and the individual rights of everyone, whether you're Jewish or not. And yet the Palestinians, so many of their organizations like Hamas and the others, you know, promote violence, commit violence on a regular basis. And yet there seems to be a very muted outcry when Palestinians target innocent people in the state of Israel. And yet there's this outcry. As you mentioned, as hard as it is to believe, this controversy started when France actually passed the law that said this, that you have to label it made in an Israeli colony. And of course, anything in today's world that has to do with colonial or colonization is a pejorative term.
Yep.
And so what we're looking at here, and of course, the Sago Winery, which is a Jewish-owned winery in Israel, they sued the French government over this, and that's how it's made its way now to the European Court of Criminal Justice or whatever it is. But this is blatantly anti-Semitic. Only Jewish products are targeted, even if they're made in the same village or the same geographic area.
Yeah, if they're working together with Arab neighbors and partners they employ a lot of times, in these companies, both Jews and Arabs working side by side, and yet again, the only products that would be labeled is if it's a Jewish-owned Israeli company or business. And a lot of this also, too, now with the Golan Heights and the U.S. recognizing that the Golan Heights is part of Israel, well, Europe doesn't recognize that. And so a lot of those wineries, places like that that we're talking about that get that has a big export business for Israel, as well as a lot of other goods, tech goods, high tech that comes out of some of these settlement communities. I mean, they are like high tech hubs. Again, you would be placing warning labels on them. And Harry, you just presented at a conference, and we'll talk about it when we come back from the break. This is a serious problem. If Europe takes this step, and that's what it's pushing for, their advocate general at the European Court of Justice is pushing for this. And step one would be warning labels for these goods. Let me tell you what step two is. All Israeli goods. Because, hey, if it's really an apartheid state, shouldn't there be warning labels on all their goods? And then step three, why are we selling their goods at all if they're an apartheid state? Shouldn't they completely be excluded from the European market? That's exactly what BDS wants. It's why you have to stomp this out right at the beginning. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Be part of our matching challenge at ACLJ.org as we work to combat the BDS movement and stand with Israel. Donate today. Double the impact. ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are going to do an update as well on our pro-life work. We're going to continue to talk about this BDS movement and this move in Europe. So continue your phone calls on that at 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you as well, as I was telling our Facebook and Periscope audience, for those of you who watch, you can see the copy, what the book will look like. And if you go to Amazon, you can see it as well. If you go to the nextredwave.com or nextredwave.com, both of those websites will redirect you right to the Amazon page to pre-order my new book. It's my first book as the main author. It's called The Next Red Wave, How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression, Rhino Betrayal, and Deep State Subversion. You're talking about, again, a book that has been endorsed by Sean Hannity. In fact, right on the cover, he says, and I appreciate that from Sean, The Next Red Wave is a must-read for anyone who cares about America. I take my political experience, my campaign experience, working on a number of campaigns, including three presidential campaigns, but also the legal work that we do, the policy work that we do, explaining how a path to victory in 2020, not just at the presidential level, but all the way down to the local level as well. So I think, as Sean said, it is a must-read for those of you who want to organize in the most effective way and understand what we will be up against in 2020. Remember, we were caught off guard a lot by what we were up against in 2016 by this deep state and how far they were willing to go to undermine President Trump's election. Do you think they're going to stop this time? I don't. I mean, the swamp has not been fully drained. So go to thenextredwave.com right now. And I really, if we can get 1,000 of you in the next 2 days to just pre-order the book through Amazon, that will do a lot in making sure that the publisher has got a lot of books printed, ready to go in September, so we can get to this book into the hands of a lot of conservatives and make sure we're fully prepared for victory in 2020. TheNextRedWave.com. I encourage you again, if you would do that, it was kind of like a campaign, go and pre-order. It would really help, again, as we prepare to release that book in September. But you can pre-order today. So go to TheNextRedWave.com. And if you have any questions about the book, we can take them on the air. I'll answer some of your questions about it. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to know more about what you're pre-ordering. But we explain that too for you. It's on the Amazon page. You'll know exactly what you're getting. It's a really well-written book. And as usual, from anything that we produce, in notes, so you can fact-check everything as well. It's not just opinion, but it's fact with then strategy on paths to victory. Not just in, again, a presidential election, though that will be most important, I think, because of the coattail effects of that, but in local elections as well. So go to thenextredwave.com. If we can get 1,000 pre-orders in the next couple of days through Amazon, that's going to go a long way in making sure this book goes far and wide to many conservatives. And I think we're going to have to do everything possible to mobilize for the 2020 election, especially with all the pressure about, you know, not speaking out and not being involved and being nervous about who you support, and kind of this silent majority. Well, that works to some extent, but some of us have got to get out there and do the work of grassroots politics. So again, thenextredwave.com. It'll redirect you right to Amazon. You can click that pre-order button there. And if we can get 1,000 of those done in the next 2 days, I would really appreciate it. I'll let you know where we are on Wednesday as well, so we won't keep pushing it. You know, I know it's in advance, pretty far in advance, but I wanted to ask our core group of radio listeners and supporters to do that for us at thenextredwave.com. There's some pro-life news as well. CeCe Howell is joining us in the studio. We've got a team of ACLJ attorneys, CeCe, Walter Weber, Ben Sisney, who are working with states from Tennessee, Ohio, Kentucky, Texas, South Carolina, Michigan, Georgia, and Iowa. That's as of right now, where the ACLJ lawyers are advising on heartbeat legislation, pro-life legislation. CeCe, tell people what you just submitted to Tennessee's legislature.
Sure. So today and tomorrow, Tennessee, the Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a summer study on Senate Bill 1236, which goes further than a heartbeat bill. This bill actually restricts abortion once human chorionic gonadotropin is found. That's the HCG. When you do a pregnancy test, that's what they're looking for. So once pregnancy is established, then life is protected. And so the testimony that was submitted points out, of course, all the faults with Roe that judicially fabricated a right to abortion and really kind of sets out the path of how this legislation can be upheld constitutionally.
You know, and you also be set to do eventually probably testify orally as well before the committee?
That is correct. So this is a summer study.
Yeah.
And so they're just really considering an amendment to this bill. There won't be any kind of vote or real committee hearing on it until next year.
Yeah, and then here's the – I'm holding in my hand the written testimony that you just submitted as well. And we're doing this across the country, CC.
We're
helping to advise these states who want to put forward pretty aggressive pro-life legislation and do it in the best legal way possible.
Yes, and for years we've been working on this.
Yes.
I work really closely with Walter Weber, who you mentioned, who's another senior counsel in our D.C. office, and of course, Ben Cisney as well. But Walter and I have been working on these bills for a number of years, just pointing out that life should be protected, and specifically even talking about how the Declaration of Independence, we know that language so well, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We talk about that, but we talk about all men are created equal. It doesn't say all men were born equal. It says all men were created equal. So at what point do these inalienable rights attach? They attach at the point of creation. And so we lay that out. We show all the faults of the Roe case. And we really do really clean a clear path to these laws being upheld at the Supreme Court.
Folks, again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. If you've got questions about the work we're doing with the heartbeat legislation, even these steps further than that in the pro-life legislation, which has been sweeping the country in state legislatures and is getting signed by Republican governors in really states across the country. I mean, you think about the states we've worked with, it's a wide range of states from Tennessee, as Cece just submitted this written testimony, which I'm holding in my hands, that was just submitted Tennessee's legislature. But we're also working with our senior counsels in Ohio, Kentucky, Texas, South Carolina, Michigan, Georgia, and Iowa. And these, Cece, these state legislators are reaching out to us for advice as experts.
Yes, because we've been in this fight, you know, and your father definitely has been in this fight since the 80s, and it is a, you know, fight that and a battle that we think we can win, definitely. And that protecting life as soon as it is detected is absolutely constitutional. That Roe got it wrong, and it's time to protect life at all stages.
Folks, again, this is another reason to support the work of the ACLJ. You know, I've been talking about the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. We'll continue to do that on the show as well. If you've got questions about the pro-life work that we're doing as well with the state legislators, get those in now as we prepare for the second half hour of the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This is a great time to call in. It's a short break, so we can get you queued up and ready to go on the air at 1-800-684-3110. But this is a critical time. You think about the diversity of the work that we just explained in the first half hour that the ACLJ is working on. And just with me in the studio, I've got the people who are doing that from the pro-life side to the pro-Israel side and fighting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Stand with the ACLJ. August is a matching challenge month. The impact of your donation, you double the impact of your donation. $20 donation is really like a $40 donation to the ACLJ. Donate online today at aclj.org. We need your financial support. We're a little bit behind. That's aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
So, folks, a lot to talk about today. We talked about some of it. We're taking your phone calls as well and comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. First, this issue that Europe is really poised to put warning labels on Jewish-made products. The Advocate General at the European Court of Justice has issued an opinion that that should be done. That opinion will now be go before the panel of 15 judges at the European Court of Justice. If they agree, then it would be mandatory that these products have these warning labels placed on them. And people may say, like, well, what's the reason why? You know, a lot of times products say, like, where they came from, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. This would be to shame people out of buying the products. So this is to hurt the sale of the products. It's not like just a, hey, made in Israel. You know, that's wonderful. This is to shame Europeans from to not buy the products. And I think this is just step one. Step two would be labeling all products that came out of Israel. Step three would be saying we shouldn't be selling anything made in Israel at all, because if it's really an apartheid state like the BDS movement says it is, why should we sell any of their products in the European market? We should ban them from that market. So it's why you've got to stop it at the first level. You can't let it get to part two. You got to stop BDS at part one, and you cannot allow them to get victories like this. It is the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. So we'll talk about that. Fox News has got a new piece up about how the State Department has updated its anti-Semitism definition in light of language that has come out of Congressmen Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Specifically, a resolution that Ilhan Omar put forward that compared Israeli policies to Nazi policies. And so the State Department, which had 10 examples of what it considers anti-Semitism, has now added an 11th example. And that 11th example is comparing Israeli policies to those of Nazi policies, a direct response to what Ilhan Omar did in a resolution that did not pass Congress, but that she put forward. And inside the article in Fox News, has been very interesting to see. They show our Twitter campaign that we've had to censure both Ilhan Omar and Congressman Rashida Tlaib for their anti-Semitic remarks. So a lot of the article is based off the ACLJ's work and the grassroots work we've done. So again, it just shows you the impact we're having at the American Center for Law and Justice, the impact we can have through social media campaigns, through the radio broadcast, bringing these issues to light, and then the State Department ends up updating their policies as well. And this article focuses a lot on our grassroots efforts. So support the work of the ACLJ. It's a critical time to do so with our matching challenge. And this is just another example, this article, which maybe we can flash up on the screen for Facebook and Periscope to show how they really, I mean, they show our Twitter campaign and they quote from our petition directly at Fox News. That's, again, because of your support. So support the work of the ACLJ financially. Double the impact of your donation in this matching challenge product. That's at ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org to donate today. Let's go to Carol quickly in Oregon on line 5. Carol, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jordan. First of all, I want to thank you. Last time I called, you sent me a book
Excellent.
That your father had written, Jay Sekulow's Jerusalem, A Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. And it is just a fascinating book, and I would just recommend that to everybody.
Yep.
All your listeners should get this book. Great history. And also, I have a question.
Yep.
How can we identify and support Israeli products in our own country?
Sure. I mean, it depends on like where you're shopping and what you're looking for. There's a lot of Israeli-made goods that go into bigger products. So like technology that may be sold by a different company where the tech is part of Israel. But you can look, again, if you're at the supermarket, you're buying things like hummus or things that are Middle Eastern. Oftentimes, there is a made in Israel option. So that's one place, like in the supermarket. But you can go online as well and search for, Israeli goods sold in the U.S. and U.S. shopping markets. That's a great way to look. But anything kind of Middle Eastern in the food aisles, things like that, you will find the Made in Israel, products available to you. So it's a great question and, again, a great way to support the state of Israel and its businesses. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
To Jay Sekulow Live with Europe poised. They're right on the edge of forcing all European Union countries to put warning labels on Jewish-made products. And so the Advocate General of the European Court of Justice has issued an opinion arguing that EU law would require this, and now it goes before the European Court of Justice. Let me go to Harry Hutchinson. So, Harry, the Advocate General's opinion, it's non-binding. But it goes then before a court which could issue a binding decision forcing all the businesses within the EU to put these warning labels on these products.
And given the predisposition of many Europeans, more likely than not, the European Court of Justice will indeed issue a binding rule. In part, this reflects increasing levels of anti-Semitism within Europe. Particularly outside of Great Britain. But even in Great Britain, for instance, the leader of the Labour Party is strongly pro-Palestinian and strongly hates, if you will, the state of Israel. So more likely than not, we will see a binding resolution issued which will indeed strengthen the forces of BDS and the worldwide move that is aimed at destroying the reputational interest right. of Israel. And this would lubricate a pathway toward what? The ultimate destruction of the state of Israel. It's important to keep that goal in mind, that these moves are simply incremental. But the long-run objective, the long-run goal, is the destruction of the nation state of Israel. So every American who cares about the Middle East and cares about the only democratic elected nation in the Middle East should be wary and remain eternally vigilant.
Tim on Facebook writes, and have boycotts ever really worked? It seems like this would bring out more support for Israel. Here's the issue. We're not talking about a U.S.-style boycott. This is European-mandated boycotts. And this is step one for BDS. Step two would be to boycott a warning label on all Israeli-made goods. And step three would be saying, we're not going to sell Israeli-made goods. So it's not a boycott. This is putting warning labels on products first. And then I think ultimately what the goal of BDS would be is no Israeli products should be sold within the European Union if the European Union really accepts the notion that that they are equivalent, that Israel and the state of Israel is equivalent to what South Africa was doing as an apartheid state, that they should be kept out of the global economy, if you will, and at least their economy, which they control. And yeah, that had a huge impact on South Africa.
Yeah, and I think you're correct. That is the ultimate goal. The European Union, since its founding, has been notorious for its left-leaning policies and its encroachment on the sovereignty and independence of its individual members. It's no wonder that a majority of Brits voted to leave the European Union. It seems that Europe, at least the elitist in Europe, have learned nothing from history. Targeting Jewish businesses, which is what this amounts to, goes back to the days of Nazi Germany and the Holocaust. There is a deep-rooted anti-Jewish and anti-Israel sentiment that still plagues Europe, and not only plagues Europe, it plagues academia and the left-leaning elitist liberals in the United States. The BDS movement and the apologists for Palestinian terrorism, I believe they're a dangerous and insidious philosophy and political movement that actually, Jordan, is a denial and a mockery of fairness and justice. It's hard to believe that it even has traction, that it has a foothold, but it does. And people who care about fairness and justice and are students of history need to really call this out for what it is.
And we are, folks, we combat this. Again, I'll go to Harry in a moment. Across the country, where it's happened at U.S. universities and in states and cities and municipalities. So we confront it here. We confront it in Europe. We've got our offices in Europe. And we work with our team in Israel as well at ACLJ Jerusalem. But Harry, you just presented on this. Again, you were at a conference in D.C. with the Attorney General hosted, and then you were at another conference presenting on BDS specifically.
Absolutely. So it's very, very important to note that the BDS movement issues forth from what might be called a grievance mentality. And here we're not necessarily talking about real or even imagined grievances. What we're talking about is the creation of a grievance imperium, which is designed really as a political movement. And this political movement is grounded largely in what might be called postmodern mythology, which is incoherent. It's grounded in the notion, for instance, that the nation state of Israel is quite successful. The people in Israel, for instance, are well educated, and they're surrounded by despotic countries wherein the people are suffering. And so it's important to note that the Palestinian people have legitimate grievances, but their grievances should be grounded arguably against the despotic rulers who, for instance, take huge amounts of aid money from the West and redeposit it, those funds, in Western banks rather than helping, for instance, the Palestinian people. So it's also important to note that Palestine, the so-called Palestinian Authority, in some respects represents a fictional state, whereas Israel responds to a UN mandate. It is an actual state. It is recognized, and it should be recognized by most countries in the world. So the real problem, I think, issues forth, as I said earlier, from postmodern mythology, and it makes little sense, for instance, to continue to label Israel an apartheid state, but yet the political forces behind BDS continue to push this narrative, even though their analysis is largely grounded in fiction.
Yeah, the next segment, I really want to get into this State Department updating its anti-Semitism definition. This Fox News article, which is puts a lot of weight behind our campaign, our social media campaign at the ACLJ, and I'll read directly from the article for you. See it if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, where it pulls out our tweets and the campaign, but also the language on censuring these members of Congress who are using these anti-Semitic languages and putting forward anti-Semitic resolutions. And the State Department now updating its definition of anti-Semitism and what it it shows examples of anti-Semitism. It's now added a new example, and one of those is directly related to a member of Congress, a resolution she put forward, Ilhan Omar, where she compared Israeli policies to Nazi policies. That is now an updated number 11 as an example of anti-Semitism by the U.S. State Department. So we'll talk about that when we come up. Again, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us in the final segment as we talk about that issue as well and focusing on support for the State of Israel, really these anti-Semitic attacks that we're seeing. And let me encourage you as well. This is something I wouldn't normally do, but I was on the phone with our publishers. I said, you know, we need to get more copies of the next Red Wave ready for when it releases September 24th. This is my first book as main author. The Fords, written by my dad. Sean Hannity's endorsed the book. He calls it, right on the cover, The Next Red Wave is a must-read for anyone who cares about America. It's how conservatives can beat leftist aggression, rhino betrayal, and deep state subversion. I think we're the guys who understand that, and with a political backgrounds as well that we don't talk about as much on the radio broadcast, but in my case, working on three presidential campaigns and a number of other campaigns, from House seats to Senate races, local races as well, putting that knowledge with the policy work, the legal work that we do into this book, which is really a guide to victory in 2020 and what we're going to be up against as well. I mean, let's be honest. Chapter 3 is called We Could Lose, and it's true. We've got to do a lot. The deep state, we saw what they were willing to do in 2016. The swamp hasn't been completely drained. I think they'll be willing to try and undermine this election as well. And so we have to be very prepared all the way from the local level to the national level as well. I mean, think about the fact that they have been trying to get rid of Donald Trump since before he was elected. Then he got elected and they wanted to undermine him. You know, with the Russia hoax, and you know, they talk about impeachment, they talk about all of these issues. All they have been focused on since he won is trying to beat him. So they're going to have an opportunity in 2020. There's going to be an election, and that is the full goal of the left. But by beating, if beating him is their goal, that's also taking out a lot of other conservative candidates as well. We've got to be ready to fight back and create the momentum for the next red wave. That's what we explain in this book. I need about 1,000 of you to pre-order this book over the next couple days. If you go to thenextredwave.com, it will take you right to the Amazon page. You can pre-order it there. I would really appreciate that. You can learn more about the book there as well. But pre-order this book. And over the next couple days, if we can get that, about 1,000 of you to pre-order the book, which is not a lot. We're talking to our whole radio audience. We're going to have a lot more of these printed and ready to go September 24th by the publisher so we can get this guide to victory into the hands of more people. Go to thenextredwave.com and pre-order today.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Showcasing just the amount of work we're doing at the ACLJ with the breaking news of the today, like with the action out of the European Court of Justice, and now in kind of a something that is positive, as we've been talking about that negative move that we'll be combating with the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Because of your financial support to the ACLJ, we're able to combat all of this. Fight for Life, as we had CeCe Hall on, talking about the 8 states we're working with on heartbeat pro-life legislation and advising them on drafting the best laws. Well, the State Department has updated its anti-Semitism definition following Ilhan Omar's anti-Israel resolution. The resolution specifically compared Israeli policies to Nazi policies and actions of Nazi Germany. So the previous definition by the State Department of anti-Semitism listed 10 examples. The revised definition now lists 11 examples, adding that anti-Semitism now includes, quote, drawing comparisons of contemporary Israeli policy to that of the Nazis. Here it is directly out of the mouth of these members of Congress who have been using this language. Here's Rashida Tlaib talking about it, Bite 5. She uses the exact language.
Americans boycotted Nazi Germany in response to dehumanization, imprisonment, and genocide of Jewish people. In the 1980s, many of us in this very body boycotted South African goods in the fight against apartheid.
And now she wants to boycott Israel. And again, so this, and comparing those policies of Israel to Nazi Germany, which is just a sick comparison, even by her, when these talks about that was a boycott because of the dehumanization and genocide of the Jewish people and the boycott of South African goods in the fight against apartheid. But this is the kind of language used. And in this article, it's very interesting. It talks about the petition to censure Omar and Tlaib. Whose petition is that? It says, the Washington-based American Center for Law and Justice has recently launched an online petition calling for Congress to censure Omar as well as her Democratic colleague Rashida Tlaib over rhetoric the ACLJ describes as anti-Semitic. Quoting the petition, almost in full, Representative Omar said that support for Israel is, quote, all about the Benjamins, a bigoted accusation that Jews control all the money. She's attacked Jews and anyone who supports Israel as having a dual allegiance, another anti-Semitic trope. And you can see this on your screen if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, as they actually pull out our Twitter campaign right into the article. Rep. Tlaib said she has a calming feeling about the Holocaust, the petition continues. Someone espousing these bigoted views should not have access to classified information or sit on congressional committees such as the Foreign Affairs Committee. And as the article says, it states later, it's all quoting from our petition, folks, take action with us, fight back against anti-Semitism, demand a Representatives Omar and Tlaib be removed from the committees and censured by Congress. Folks, this is, again, just an example of the work the ACLJ is doing and how it impacts Action West at the State Department. Mm-hmm. And even in this news article by Fox News about how it's kind of all coming together, I'm not taking full credit for the State Department changing their policies here and adding this new definition. But the Fox News article, and they didn't really contact us about it. They just went right to the petition, said, and see the action going on to really do something about this.
Yeah, and the ACLJ is the tip of the spear in trying to combat these kinds of evils and misguided notions. And the State Department acknowledges that, and of course that's possible because of the people who support the ACLJ. Comparing Israeli policies, Jordan, to Nazis is an insult. It's an insult to all Jews. It's an insult to the victims of the Nazis and their family members. It's also an insult, I believe, to the members of the United States Armed Forces and their allies who fought and died to defeat the Nazis. I'm so glad the State Department has expanded what anti-Semitism is, because what Tlaib and Omar are doing is absolutely shameful. When the anti-BDS bill passed recently in Congress, it was passed 398-17. two of those 17 members who voted against it were these two congresswomen. They do need to be censured. They need to be called out for their shameful and really, you could almost make the point, violent language against Jews.
Yeah, here's Ilhan Omar supporting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, Byte 21.
This week, I introduced a resolution with civil rights leader, our colleague, John Lewis, and Rashida Tlaib, who know the importance of nonviolence movements. It recognizes the proud history of boycott movements in this country dating back to the Boston Tea Party.
Again, folks, this language, I'll go to Harry on this. I mean, the idea to compare the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement to the Boston Tea Party, absurd, to say the least. But and again, not a lot of support in Congress for this. But what we're not seeing is full-on condemnation by her Democrat colleagues for making these kind of absurd comments. Instead, if you attack any of these statements, you are Islamophobic or racist or xenophobic or a nationalist.
I think that's correct. And so the silence from Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic leaders has been deafening. And it's important to note that the statements by Representative Omar and Representative Tlaib are part and parcel of what might be called a grievance emporium. And so what these individuals are trying to do is to trying to issue a dog whistle or a call to resist so-called oppression. And basically, the essential claim is that Israel is a human rights violator. And in fact, the world's leading human rights violator. We all know, of course, that this is fiction. And so you have repeated attempts by these representatives to link Israel to South African apartheid, to Nazi Germany, and to other human rights violators. Oddly enough, these representatives refuse to talk about the oppression that's going on in Syria, that is going on in Iran, and many other Muslim countries. They are willing to overlook that and to go after Israel, in part because they have the support of left-wing elites, particularly in the academy and particularly in the U.S. media, who continue to push these two individuals forward and to give them a platform to offer largely fictional rhetoric aimed at delegitimizing the state of Israel.
So two action items for you today. One for our core supporters, for those of you who listen to the broadcast, you're familiar with me, Jordan as well, and our team here. My new book will be out September 24th, The Next Red Wave, How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression, Rhino Betrayal, and Deep State Subversion. I was talking to my publisher. It would be awesome if we could get about 1,000 pre-orders of this book in now. So if you go to thenextredwave.com, it'll take you right to the Amazon, and that is the best place to do the pre-order. I know some of you with the Amazon questions, but for purposes of getting this book into the hands of as many people as possible, make your pre-order there. If you do it over the next couple days and we get to about 1,000, it will greatly increase the number of books that we will get into the hands of people and get more people ready for the 2020 election and prepared for victory in what will be a very tough battle. So go to thenextredwave.com and pre-order that book, and we'd really appreciate that if we can get to 1,000 in the next couple days. And support the work of the ACLJ. We have a matching challenge right now. Every issue we talk today about the broadcast, we're working on at the American Center for Law and Justice, not just talking about it. Donate today, ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.